Welcome, guys. This is Mick Donaghy, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. On this episode, we're going to do a 10 in 10. 10 little strategies that you should consider before entering the boardroom and negotiating a pay rise. 10 little points that will keep you right and help you avoid stress, avoid accepting the wrong salary, and ultimately getting you what you want. So let's crack into it. Number one. Timing is everything. You've got to enter the boardroom at the right time. So the perfect time to enter the boardroom and renegotiate your salary is when you've completed a project and you've done it successfully, or if you've increased the profits within the business, if you've won a specific contract. You've got to go when things are positive, when you have had a big win. On the flip side of that, you shouldn't be entering the boardroom, you shouldn't be asking for a pay rise if you've made a huge financial mistake within the business, if you've been negatively affecting the culture, if you've been in a certain scenario where you haven't been getting along with people in your company or your boss. Timing is absolutely everything. When you're entering the boardroom and asking for a pay rise, you've got to go at the right time and make sure it is on the back of a win. That is number one. Timing is everything. Number two, you've got to know your worth. You've got to know exactly what value that you bring to the organization. You've got to know what you have achieved. You've got to know what people think of you within the business. You've got to know what exactly you've been able to gain and bring into the organization in a positive aspect. You've also got to understand where you're at within your career and know your worth on the market. If there's someone down the road doing exactly the same job as you and with exactly the same experience and they're being paid $20,000 or £20,000 more, that is unacceptable. You've got to know your worth and you've got to bring that worth to the table. So that is number two, know your worth. Number three, know exactly how much you want. You've got to know exactly how much you want. There isn't any confusion around that. You've got to go to the table and go and think about exactly what you want, and this is down to a T. This is down to 11,500. This is $11,570. This is exactly how much you want, because if you don't have that in mind, then you have nothing to negotiate around. So you've got to know, you've got to go and do your research and understand what you should be getting, what value you bring to the organization. You've got to do an analysis of that, and you've got to know exactly how much you want. That is number three. Number four, talk to a recruiter who specializes in your market. Now, not everyone loves recruiters, and I am a recruiter, so I can understand that. However, you've got to speak to someone who discusses salaries day in, day out, and knows salaries like the back of their hands. And you've got to speak to someone who's a specialist within your niche. Now, if you're working within Java development and IT, you've got to maybe reach out to a recruiter who's highly regarded on the market, who's very visible, very present, who's got a good reputation, got a good brand, people are saying good things about them. You reach out to them and you basically pick up the phone and you say, listen, can I grab you for 5 minutes and just ask you what a Java developer or someone with my sort of experience should be getting on the market within this type of company in this city at this time? They will give you that advice and they will give you that information. And if you're straight up with them and you don't waste their time and say, yeah, I'm interested in applying for 5 or 6 or 7 different companies or different jobs, they'll be straight up with you. So get speaking to someone who's a specialist within the market. Usually you can tell if someone's a specialist within recruitment or not if they have been with only a few different companies in their time. If they're moving around companies every year, 6 months, then they're probably not an expert and probably a little bit erratic. So number four is talk to a recruitment specialist. Number five, have evidence to build your case. You've got to go to the boardroom, you've got to go to the table with evidence that you've done a good job. There's no point in just walking in willy-nilly and not having the facts in place. It can be pretty daunting and a pretty stressful time asking for a pay rise. So you've really got to have all those facts in place just to make sure that you remember everything that you've achieved. It can be a little bit difficult to remember absolutely everything that you've achieved in the lifespan of your career within the business. But you've got to look at what you've brought to the table within in growth, within culture, within helping other people within the business, with its mentoring, management, what effect your management has had on the business. You've got to look at absolutely everything, all the nitty-gritty and the little tangible and intangible things that you can put on paper and say, here's the evidence, this is why I deserve a pay rise. Number six, have an exact salary in mind. So that sounds quite similar to number three, but you've really got to know exactly what you want for the next couple of years. So typically companies, they say that they will give you an increase every year. However, we all know that that isn't the case. So you've got to think about what you would be happy with for the next 2 years. And that salary has got to essentially benefit your life and make your life easy for the next couple of years. So you've got to have that salary in mind, not just for now, but for next year and the year after. That is number six. Have an exact salary in mind for the next couple of years. Number seven, don't say a salary range. I'm going to repeat that. Don't say a salary range. Why? Because if you go into a meeting or if you go into negotiation and you say that you'd be happy with a salary between £40,000 to £60,000, what do you think that they're going to pay you? They're 100% going to pay you £40,000. So this is the reason why you've got to know exactly what you want, and you've got to basically go to the table and you say, this is what I'm looking for. And this would bring me on to point eight. Go for more than what you want. So if you don't say a range and if you say an exact figure, I would probably put 20% on top of that figure, and then you can negotiate down. If you start with your bottom end and you say, I'm happy with £40,000, but realistically, you know, you're not really happy with that, you're probably going to essentially be negotiating down from 40 rather than negotiating up. So you've got to think about what you'd be happy with for the next couple of years, and you've got to say, right, let's put 20% on top of that. So for example, if it's £40,000 that you would be happy with, go with £48,000. And then you can work back. Okay, so put a bit of percentage on top of what you'd be happy with and negotiate backwards rather than trying to negotiate upwards. That is number eight. Number eight is go for more than what you want. Okay, number nine, be flexible with the benefits. So sometimes organizations will offer you a really attractive base salary, and that's completely fine. We all love money in the pocket. However, nowadays, it's just not all about the dollars and the pounds and pence. It's also about what you're getting with that. It's about your lifestyle. It's about how the company is helping you out on a day-to-day basis. It could be a company car. It could be more holidays. It could be paying into a pension that is 3-4% more than what you would get anywhere else. All these things really do stack up. If you look at some of the big companies out there who are doing things fantastically well and have an amazing retention, you look at Google and Facebook, they've built a family lifestyle into their business. It's free food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's flexible working hours. It's all about working in projects, about working in teams. You've got an ability to work a day a week or 2 days per week on a project that you want to work on. All these things make so much of a difference. So be flexible on the benefits. If you're just going in with a figure, have a figure in mind. But if they say, well, here, Mick, Sally, John, I'll offer you this, which might be 2K less than what you want, but I'll give you 3 weeks more holidays. You've got to think about that and say, you know what? That's a pretty awesome perk. So number nine is be flexible with the benefits. Number 10, probably one of the most important parts of it is go to the boardroom, go to the negotiation with passion in your belly and fire in your heart. You've got to be passionate about the company. You've got to be really energized about what's going on, what the company has achieved, where the company is going. If you come to the table and you've got that inside you and you're portraying that out and you're extruding that energy to the table, you're going to leave such a positive impact, and you're going to have your boss or the person that manages you saying that they deserve it. They really deserve it. They're so passionate about the business and they really are engaged with what we're doing and what we're planning on doing. So that is number 10. Come to the table with passion and with fire. And I guarantee if you stick to these 10 little strategies that you'll get what you want. So we'll go and recap that really quickly. Number 1, timing is everything. Number 2, know your worth. Number 3, know exactly how much you want. Number 4, talk to a recruiter who specializes within your field. Number 5, have evidence to build your case. Number 6, have an exact salary in mind that you'd be happy with for the next couple of years. Number 7, don't say a salary range, say an exact figure. Number 8, go for more than what you want. I always think about 20% more. Number 9, be flexible with the benefits. Number 10, be passionate, have fire, have energy. If you stick to these 10 little strategies, I guarantee you that you'll get what you want. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mick Donaghy, and this has been another episode of The Recruitment Show. Oh, and just before you go, guys, I would absolutely love it if you can possibly give me some feedback on the podcast, on whatever podcasting platform you use, may it be Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever it is, please, please, please leave me some feedback. I'd really be interested in how I can get better and what I can do to help people within recruitment or within employment or within talent finding. Please give me some feedback. And also, if you're on LinkedIn, follow me, Mick Donaghy. And if you're on Instagram, I am Mick_Donaghy. And just before you go, remember, whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.